Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
The Democrat Party is full of problems. And while many have criticized the GOP primary for being a type of circus, it's the Democrats who have the major issues. For starters, the so-called party of choice and diversity has given us an old white guy and a Clinton. Admittedly, I'm not one who puts stock in superficial identifiers, but that's not the case for the Democrats. To them, everything is about race, gender, and ethnicity. Well, everything but the 2016 presidential race, anyway. They also have officially become the party of socialists. This cannot be debated any longer. Not by your professor, not by your next-door neighbor, not by Chris Matthews. The Democrat Party has fully embraced the bankrupt ideology of socialism with its embrace of the nutty professor Bernie Sanders. I know Hillary's a socialist too, but Bernie is much louder and prouder about it. The Democrats also have problems with the nomination process itself. They had a tightly contested caucus in Iowa. It involved coin tosses, unbelievable luck, and some Bernie Sanders Democrats chanting, "She's a liar," when Hillary spoke. Then Bernie won big in New Hampshire. And just yesterday, Hillary won the Nevada caucus only by about 5%. But what's the delegate scorecard say? Hillary Clinton, 500. Bernie Sanders, 70. Yep, Hillary has already secured 21% of the delegates needed to win the party's nomination. And she currently leads by 430 delegates. She leads because of the party's large number of superdelegates, which are comprised of party leaders and members of Congress who are free to support whichever candidate they desire. In other words, the Democrats don't trust the average member of their party to elect the right person. Kind of like how they don't trust you or me to run our own life. As a result, petitions are popping up demanding that superdelegates refrain from supporting candidates until the nomination plays out. In fact, if you were to remove the superdelegates from the totals, Hillary and Bernie would be tied with 51 delegates each after three states. But there are many more problems for the Democrats too. I haven't even mentioned secret emails or indictments or top secret documents on private bathroom servers or Benghazi or Hillary's health or polls of hypothetical head-to-head presidential races or how unlikable and untrustworthy voters consider Hillary, or Hillary's campaign relaunch 2.0, 3.0, and 4.0, or some of the Soviet-style comments you hear coming from the Democrat candidates' mouths. Yes, there's an all-out war for the heart and soul of the GOP, but there is a systematic implosion on the left. And from the looks of things, this implosion shows no signs of ending anytime soon.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at CommonSenseGear or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.